Rabbi Yechezkel Tzaren Zatzal, in his Sefer Dalyus Yechezkel at the beginning of Parshas Emor, teaches us what does it mean when we speak about the Kedusha of a Kohen Gadol, the Kedusha of a Kohen, the Kedusha of a Talmud Chacham. He explains, and taking it a step further, what does it mean when the Torah requires that we show respect to that Kedusha? As the Pasuk says in Parshas Emor, V'kidashtoi, we have an obligation to sanctify and show honor to the Kohen. Kodesh Yiloch, Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem Mekadashchem. He explains when somebody shows kavod, gives respect to something which is Kodesh, to something which is holy, what he needs to recognize, it's not that the person that I'm giving respect to is holy, but that holiness emanates from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when we're giving kavod to such an individual, what we're really doing is giving kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as the Pasuk says, regarding the Kohen Gadol in our parasha, he says, Ki nezer shemen mishkas elokecha olav. He explains that the definition of the word nezer is a crown. The mishka, the shemen mishka, in which the Kohen Gadol is anointed, is not just, it represents that the Kedusha is like a crown. A crown is not part of what the person is. It's external to the person. Because he explains that the Kedusha that the Kohen has or a Talmud Chacham has is not just the Kedusha that comes from who they are and what they have achieved, but it also very much comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowing upon them that Kedusha. Like a crown. Kinezer Shimon Mishkas. It's like a crown that's bestowed on a king. And recognizing who a Talmud Chacham is. And that a Talmud Chacham is a very different individual. A person who we need to show respect to is taught by a very interesting vart that I saw from the Stipler. The Stipler quotes a Gemara Masech Debeyop Daf Tezvav Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Tan Rabbonim, Maisib Rebbe Lezer Shal Yosh V'Dorish Kol Ayoyim Kula Belchus Yontif. Rebbe Lezer was sitting in the Beis Medrash, and the entire day he was giving lecture in Hilchus Yontif. And the day was going on, and the Talmidim wanted to go out to be able to eat. So the Gemara says, Yotzu Zakas Rishayna, the first group that left, as he sees them leaving, he says, "Hum, Amar Halolu Bali Patfasin." These are people who are of large barrels. The Kashniya, the second group, goes out. He says, "Bali Chavius," they're smaller barrels. Kashlilis, the third group that goes out, he says, "Pali Kaden," they're like pitchers. Kasravius, the fourth group, he says, "Halolu Bali Laginim," they're just like flasks. Kames Kamishis, Haloli Balikosis, they're just like cups. Heschilu Kashishis, Lot says. And the day is going on, and Rebbe Lezer is continuing to give the shir, and the people are hungry, and especially it's Yontif, where we have an obligation to eat a Sudas Yontif. And the sixth group goes out, the final group goes out, and he says, Haloli Bali Me'er, they should be cursed. So the Stipler asks, the sixth group is the group that stayed longer in the Beis Medrash. So they should be given credit for remaining the longest in the Beis Medrash. And instead of giving them the credit that they seemingly deserve, what Rebbe Lezer says to them is, Halola Ba'ale Me'ira, your people who deserve to be cursed. Why do they deserve to be cursed for doing what it seems is the right thing? Explains the Stipler. The last group that went out was obviously the most significant, the most choshev, and most respectable of these groups. And from people who are on a higher madrega, from people who are high on a higher level, there are greater expectations. I don't expect, said Rebbe Lezer, from the first group that didn't have the patience to stay here at all, what I expect from you who stayed here a whole day. And therefore, you who stayed that long, recognize what it means to be a Talmud Chacham. And a Talmud Chacham is different, as we said. A Talmud Chacham is the person, Nezer, Mishcha Salakecha, who has the crown of Hashem. And a person who's a king is not to act like others. And this concept of what a Talmud Chacham is brought to home by an incredible, incredible story that Rav Meir Shapiro, the Lublin Rav, said that he saw in the when he became the Rav of Lublin, he reviewed the records of the Chevra Kedisha, he said. And he says one of his predecessors was the Mashal, Rav Shlomo Luria. And in the records of the Chevra Kedisha, there's recorded an incredible story. He said the Mashal had a Talmud, a student, whose wife passed away at a very young age. He didn't even have any children. A while later, the Mashal meets his Talmud and he sees that his student is particularly distressed. And he asks the student, I understand it's a terrible tragedy that you lost your wife, but why do I see this terrible distress? He says, so the student tells him, as my wife was laying on her deathbed, I swore to her I would never marry another woman. And it's exceedingly difficult for me to remain alone. I have no children. I have no wife. But I made this shvu, I made this oath, this vow to my wife who's no longer here. What should I do? So the Marshal said, you need not worry. On my responsibility, you could go get remarried. And that's what he did. He went and got remarried. And not long after he got remarried, he died. The entire city of Lublin was in an uproar. It was obvious that what happened here was that because he had sworn to his wife that he would not get remarried, and he did get remarried, that's why he suffered this terrible punishment. And the Marshal was, of course, very upset because he had told him to get married, and look what happened. So the Marshal called the Chevra Kedisha, and he told the Chevra Kedisha, as soon as you bury this Talmud in his grave, I want you to put into his hands a piece of paper that I write. And he writes to the Shamayim. He writes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Famalia Shamala. He writes, Shalom, Shalom Lechem, Famalia Shamala, greetings to you. And he writes to them that I, as the Rav of the city, told this man to get remarried. And I want you, because of that, to bring that person back to life. And that's what happened. The Chevra Kedisha buried him. Everybody left the city. Everybody left the cemetery. And not long afterwards, this person steps out of that kever, walking around the city of Lublin in his tachrichim. There was tachias hamesim based on the power of the Marshal, the Rav of the city. But there's still one more problem. Who's going to want to marry this man now? This man was already dead. So the Marshal said, I make another gzeirah, that no one should remember this story. And that's exactly what happened. Here we had an individual who everybody saw had tchias hamesim, incredible, incredible miracle, but nobody remembered the story. And because nobody remembered the story, he was able to get married and have a family and live a normal life. The Kedusha of a Talmud Chacham, the Kedusha of a Moira da Asra, is so powerful that even in Shamayim, they respect what he says and what he wants, and could even make Tchias HaMesim, and an incredible way of Tchias HaMesim, just because the covet of a Talmud Chacham.